Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the opportunity we have to open your word. Thank you for moving me out of the way that you may have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. For those of us who need comfort, I pray you will comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, I pray you will convict us. There's nothing greater in all the world, Lord, than your word. And if we have a Bible in front of us, you are in front of us. So help us see you a little clearer today in the aspects of what a godly woman is. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say, Esther chapter 5, a virtuous woman, one who knows how to win her man over. Can I have an amen? Amen? We went through the first several verses. If you remember, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. We've already established that after setting a time to pray for 3 days. After the 3 days was up, she immediately went and was obedient to what she needed to do. And that was to go to the king. And she says, if I perish, I perish. She didn't put it off. She didn't find more excuses to pray more or longer. She finished up and she went and obeyed. But the thing she did was the girl got fine. Can I have an amen? She got fine. She looked good. Put on some royal apparel. Then walk in front of her husband with curlers on. No cream on the face. No, fluffy slippers. No, girl knew how to dress up.
Yes, sir.
To get her way.
Amen.
Can I have an amen, somebody? Amen. Come on, girls. Talk to the pastor. Because you know, after you get married sometimes, hey, I'm not afraid to wait there and let them think about it, bro. You know, I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to preach this. In and out of season. And whenever you talk about women, it's out of season. The women don't like to be talked about. Can I have an amen? At all. But when it's in the word, I get bold. Mm-hmm. She could have come in and said, hey, he said, well, pastor, there's no way in the world she would have acted differently because back in the day, women didn't have rights. The king could kill them. So, I mean, she would have acted, evidently they had bad attitudes back then. Vesty, can I remind you of Queen Vesty? That's why Esther's queen. She had a bad attitude and had rollers in her hair. Told the king, I ain't coming. And use bad English too. I ain't coming. Yeah. Want to show me off? You ain't seen me in all these days. So Esther had an example. You have examples. We're praying that the chats program and the other encouraging programs that we have, Deborah Song and other things is going on to give you a good example if you'll participate.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you don't act the way you should. Some of you ladies, you ain't participating in anything that teach you how to change. Because we all got things to do. We're all busy. We can always find something not to do but what God wants us to do. I can just imagine that. So Esther walks in. Put on the royal robes, went down, had her toes done. Verse 2, and so it was when the king saw Elsa, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in the sight of the king, held out to Elsa the golden scepter. And we remember us talking about what emotion must have went through her mind when she saw the king a scepter. Because, I mean, her life was on the line. Now, if she was a modern day woman, the response could have been different. Response could have been, who made you the golden scepter holder? Somebody.
Yes, sir.
So we won't spend time on that. You can go back and get the tape. We got more we got to talk about today. Can I have an amen? I mean, she could have had a bad attitude about being in a submissive role. Many ladies today is. What makes me have to submit? I don't know. But you do. And it's not always because the guy's a gentleman either. Your husband could be a dog. Now, you don't have to submit if it's not your husband. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You don't have to submit if it's not your husband.
Not at all.
Your boss, yes. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
That'll help you keep your job. But if it's your husband, submission is the issue. Well, you just don't know what my husband's like. Maybe you should have figured that out before you said I do.
Better or worse.
I'm just having so much fun. Because my wife's not here right now. Can I have it, amen? Yeah, I may have been born tonight, but not last night, Jack. Now, I got a great wife.
Amen.
And she has to put up with so much. She had to share her husband with so many.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But she knows biblical principles. And I'm so glad she does. So Esther drew near, touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what would thou, Queen Esther? What do you want? What's your request? It shall be given to you up to half my kingdom. Now, we see how Esther responded. What if it was a modern day woman? Now, every woman in here say, I'm only worth half. I thought I was your everything. You see, you can say anything you want to say. It's according to how you say it. A lot of time if it's going to be taken right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can I hear you, ladies? You can say whatever you want to say to us guys. We're going to forget it in 5 minutes anyway. What we're going to remember is the disrespect.
Right.
The lack of honor. Because one thing a man cannot stand is big old burly, nasty, strong, stinky guys like us. One thing we can't stand, that's to be put down by our ladies. You can do a lot of things to us, but don't disrespect us. You're asking me what's wrong? You live in the palace. Now, she knew, she didn't even know. Can I have an amen? servants had to tell her what was going on. But do you think if she was a modern woman, she would have let the king know she didn't even know living in the palace? Oh, no, no, no. This is an opportunity right now to bring on some conviction. You ought to know what's going on. You're the one that passed the law. If you don't know now, ladies, have you ever had this ever come to your mind? When your husband plays checkers, excuse me, when a husband asks, it's like a dog playing checkers. He usually won't ask. If he thinks there's something wrong, your husband is not going to ask. He'll go to the garage. But if he makes a mistake and asks, don't beat the paw of the dog that's playing checkers. He truly does not know. You know that. It's just a way to dig. Because you know about 15 more things than we do. But you gotta get to dig in. If you don't know by now, you ain't gonna never know. Bye. There's nobody like that at this church, but there's churches. It's got women like that. And I'm glad I'm at Antioch. Then said the king, what, girl, you looking good. What you want? Up to half my kingdom. Oh, girls, come on. Could you go, credit cards, shopping spree. How much is half that kingdom worth? I don't know, maybe I'm just preaching out of the side of my head or something, but it just seems to me that with all the marriage counseling I've done, now by no means is a man any better. Can I have an amen? Because you can say whatever you want to say, it's just how you say it is whether you're going to get the right reaction. A guy is pretty stupid at times, most of the time when it comes to how we're supposed to answer to you ladies. Straightforward. But you know how dumb we are. You married us. Man, I thought that was my pacemaker there for a while. Thought someone had zeroed in on me, getting ready to blow me up. Some lady back there with a high power rifle dropped this sermon. Guys, we can be so stupid. Ladies, man, just comes up in a great mood and just things are going nice and she talking sweet to you. She's acting like Esther. And we'll say something off the wall. Now, if we're tired, can I have an amen? We're tired and there are times, those of you that are single, just close your ears. There are times when we are married that the physical thing just isn't right there right now. Can I have an amen, some of y'all that are married? Some of you that ain't married don't understand that right now. But just sometimes it just ain't there. You know, you just say, you know, honey, or from the wife, dear, I'm tired. You know, we need to rest and time apart for a while. Love you. Huh? Huh? Oh, no, no, no. The man, he'll come up with something like, good night, girl. The stubs on your legs are scratch your... You just said the same thing. Honey, oh, don't get close to me, honey. Honey, oh, Lord have mercy. Your breath stinks so bad. Just get on away. You said the same thing. It's just forgetting it isn't about you. It's about the one that you married to. Do you hear me, girls? My wife knows I am the head of the house. L.T. Gray. This is a church for all people, so I gotta speak. I am the main monster. Head! Numero uno in the palace. And she is the neck. And she can move me any way she wants me to go. By knowing how to respond. I ain't no way in the world I can't outthink her. I can't outremember her. Talk to me. I can't outlogic her. Only thing I got at times is just to get mad and pretend like I'm in control. Not Esther. Oh, honey. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Half the kingdom? Oh, only thing I want you to do is just come to dinner tonight. Let's just have dinner together. Is the girl smart? Talk to me, y'all. Is the girl smart? I will give you half my kingdom. I will turn myself upside down. Empty my pockets out for you, girl. What do you want? Could we just have dinner together? I came home the other night. My wife with the kids and the animals and the sick husband and all that stuff. She says, I want to go out. I want to go to someplace expensive. So we dressed up and went to the gas station. You know that didn't happen. No, no way. I went by myself to the gas station. So I come back and drive her where she wanted to go, Jack. Honey, if it seems good to you, ladies, can I throw something at you? If you make us think it's our idea, we'll do anything. I'm just giving you some good, you don't have to take it. You don't have to listen to anything I'm saying. But you will be in my office for counseling if you don't. As long as we think it's our idea. There's nothing we won't do for you. And you, ladies, you're smarter than us. We can know you're fooling us and still feel good about it. That's how God's made us. Oh, man, I know she may not mean it, but it sure sounds good, man. Then the king said, get Haman. Tell him to get over here. Esther wants us to come to dinner. She done fixed us up a banquet. We're going. And the king said to Esther at the banquet of wine, as they're sitting there drinking a little wine, why is that? What is your petition? And it should be granted to you. And what is your request? even to half of the kingdom, it shall be given to you. Again, he says it. And then she answered and said, my petition and my request is that if I find favor in your sight, O king, did you hear that? If I found favor in your sight, O king. Now, he is the king. But who is your husband? Do you make him feel like the king of the house? Does the boy look forward to getting home? The finest queen. Well, I better leave that one alone then. I don't see very much positive response on that one, Jack. Or does he feel like one of the servants? As long as you cut the grass and keep the car running, you all right with me, honey. Well, my request is this, that you have dinner with me tomorrow, too. I shall prepare for both of you, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. I will tell you tomorrow what I really want. Now, I don't know why she hesitated. Why she wanted to put it off for another day. Maybe it could be because she knows her husband. Are you a student of your husband? Wives? Do you study him? Do you know what he likes and dislikes? Easiest thing in the world is to please an old piece of dirt. Can I have an amen, somebody? We were made from dirt. How hard is it to take care of dirt? Women was made from living matter, man, real, spare rib, made prime rib. I mean, nothing missing in that woman, nothing missing in you. We got to water, we got to fertilize, we got to make sure the sun is shining. We don't take you out in bad weather. We got to dress you up. We can't just wax you once. Can I have an amen? You got to be waxed and 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 waxed. Just to get you ready to be waxed. But a man ain't nothing but an old piece of dirt in a tractor. Leave him out in the weather for months. Months, don't pay no attention to them, don't, and just walk up, hit them with a little starter fluid. Wah, 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 we ready to plow. Right. I want to ask you, how hard is it, ladies, to take care of dirt? But if you start listening to modern day women, you don't think you need to. And if I have found favor in your sight, come tomorrow. Look at verse 9. Then went Haman forth that day joyful, with a glad heart. Now, he's already had dinner with Esther and the king. Okay? By the time we get to verse 9, they've already had the banquet, the dinner, eating, laughing, talking. He is feeling special. He's feeling very special. He had such a glad heart, but when he saw Mordecai in the king's gate, he stood not up, not trembled before him. He was full of indignation against Mordecai. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it in your life or in my life that can just ruin your whole day by just one thing happening? You have 95, 100, 600 things going good for you all day long. Just one thing will mess up your day. Can anybody in here tell the pastor, what is your one thing? Well, maybe you better find out what your one thing is, amen? Because that one thing could be your downfall. I mean, he just spent time with the king and Esther. You know the meal had to be fine. Had the best of everything. You know what I learned? I can buy you the finest perfume in the world as a woman. The finest. But if it's not the one you want, I have not bought anything. I can say kind words to you the best I can muster up. Best I can come up with. But if it's not the one statement that you're looking for, I haven't said a word. Men half the time are just glad for you to say something to them. At least you're not so mad you're not talking to me. Can I have an amen? Something? I mean, am I going too far? No, I'm not. I won't go deeper. We're talking about Christian women. We're not talking about secular women. We're talking about those that have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, the Holy Spirit living inside of you, telling you you should be thankful. Telling you you ought to respond righteously. Full up with the Holy Spirit saying, don't say that, girl. Don't go down that road. Ah! Did I say man was perfect?
No.
Far from it. There's going to be other chapters in the Bible so I can jump on the boys. But you just got the privilege of it happening to you today, girls. That's all. There's a godly woman sitting right there. I don't know why she hesitated. I don't know why Haman let one man mess up his whole demeanor. But he did. And it's something about us men, we cannot think or talk and do anything else. If we're doing one thing, that's it. It's got our whole attention. I wish it weren't that way. But it is that way. My wife knows if she's talking to me and I'm not looking at her, I am not hearing a thing she's saying. Anybody else know that? If I'm watching television, my kid just got ran over by a dump truck, knocked up on the porch, through the front door, fell down the stairs in front of me and hit the floor, and I go, shh. And they ought to be glad I heard them enough to say, shh. Because most of the time, and my idea of taking care of the kids is to have the same amount of kids when my wife get back that I had when she left. Can I have an amen? She'll help me put the eyes back in and stuff. But my wife could be sitting there, guys. The television can be on. She's heard the television. The radio can be on. She's heard the radio. The kids are crying. She heard each one of the kids individually. I'm on the phone thinking I'm getting away with her not hearing me, and she'll tell me the whole conversation. That's a woman. So evidently she knows this is not the right time to tell my husband. Use that gift, girls. Develop it. Then went Haman forth the day joyful and with a glad heart, but he saw Mordecai, and man, woo, he was mad. Verse 10, nevertheless, Haman restrained himself. That's so good of you, Haman. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends, sent for his wife, Suresh. And Haman told him the glory of the riches and the multitude of the children, of his children, and all the things in which the king had promoted him to, and how he had advanced him above all the prince and all the servants. And he said, man, we went to dinner today, and just the king and I went to Esther's house. Man, oh man, woo! What a day. But, why is it, Christians, buts rule our responses and our whole attitude more than all the good you can come up with? Why does the buts have so much control over us? Am I the only one? Man, I can talk all about everything that's going good. I can talk about how God has moved. I can talk about how the glory of the Lord. I can talk about the glory of my children. I can talk about how great a wife I got, how great of a ministry we have. I can talk about all the things, man, but there's that one little thought that pops in. But that, but if only. That's another bad one. If only. Have you ever asked the question, why that has so much control over us? The buts and the if onlys. Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther, the queen did let us, no man come in but us. Verse 13, yet all this avails me nothing. All that's going on does me nothing as long as I see Mordecai the Jew. Oh, he's going into name calling now. Can I have an amen, somebody? Oh, he's broken down. That Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then said his wife. Now, ladies, I'm going to give you a little secret. There are some things you ought not to agree with. I'm asking for some response here. There's some things that you can cease to be a wife on and can be a sister in the Lord too. He is just wrong. And Zeresh could have helped her husband out. But she's going to help his selfishness. Ladies, have you ever helped your husband's selfishness? Has he ever just come home complaining and you dove in with both feet with him? Man, you know it's 10:30? Isn't that something? I was supposed to close 5 minutes ago, didn't I? I'm going to keep on preaching and let the next service come on in. Start the music again, Dr. Newley. No, we'll finish up. Look at it. Then Zeresh's wife and all his friends. All, look at him, co-signing. That's what we call it in my neighborhood. Just co-signing with Haman. Why don't you just go ahead and build a gallows, bro? 50 cubits high. 75 feet high. Mordecai, you know what Mordecai name mean? Little man. I want you to build a 75 foot gallows for the little man. So you got a long way to fall before he break his neck. Have your vengeance ever just overdone it? When you let the buts and the what ifs control your lives, whatever you do is not enough. So Haman had the gallows built to hang Mordecai on. And then they said, why don't you just tell the king? Since y'all are having such a good time together, why don't you just go ahead and tell the king? that you're just upset at Mordecai, and you ought to be able to hang him on the gallows you made. And Mordecai was pleased. Can I throw something at you, please? Ladies, what pleases you? Gentlemen, what do you do to please your wives? Submission is one of the most powerful tools in any marriage. It is the most powerful tool, ladies, in your marriage. Don't lose that victorious weapon by trying to get your equal rights in the house. Because I'm here to tell you one thing. In the family, when it comes to roles, there is no equal rights. When it comes to essence, yes. But when it comes to roles, there is no such thing as equal rights. That's why we put on our marriage seminars. Let you see how they both work together. Thank you very much.